obviously the day after the scene. I'm assuming you haven't been given any kind of indication of where they stand or where they, what they feel about that.
No, I mean, I don't think you have any real indication until they really dig into their plans for the off season and what they want to do for next year and where they want to go with this football team. And you know, just when you give so much to an organization, you know, you want to be able to continue to play for them. So I know that sometimes in this league, loyalty is questioned on both sides, player and organization. And I think in my case, it's been a pretty good relationship for the most part. And you know, you hope that you can make that work. And you know, being a loyal guy myself, and I just want to be able to do that. But at the same point, you understand that it's a business, and you have to make the correct decision when it comes up.
If he's not here, would you be interested in playing somewhere else next year?
I'm playing for sure somewhere on the set of this, you know, CFL or something, but we'll see what happens.
Does that make today weird for you at all, cleaning out your locker and not knowing if it's going to be the last?
I guess, you know, you don't know. You know, you don't know the situation, how it's going to happen, what's going to happen. You just got to take it and one day at a time. And obviously, I'll be in here, you know, rehabbing and trying to get healthy first. And then, so yeah, it's a little weird, I guess. But it's a forever changing league and business, and you kind of just have to roll with it.
10 years would mean a lot to you, though, right? I mean, being here next year, getting
yeah, it'd be awesome. I mean, obviously, that's like I say, being a goal. You know, I've accomplished a lot of goals in my life, and that's one I have left.
Do you need surgery or anything, or did you tear anything?
We can't talk about injuries.
Today.
We have a game next week. No, I don't have any surgery.
How do you feel physically?
I feel pretty good, actually. Yeah, you know. Thinking back throughout my year and having missed, you know, first games I've missed in a long time, the rib injury was really kind of a fluky deal. And obviously this knee thing is would have put anybody out. So it's kind of one of those things. It's you play a lot of football and, you know, the rib injury could have happened 10 times over. You know, you just barely avoided it, you know, how many different times. So, I don't feel like I have become injury prone and my age has caught up with me in any way. I think that can happen to anybody at any point. So, you know, I feel like I can continue to play and somewhere, hopefully here.
What changes as you get older? Is it just I would just say
you mean what changes as far as like the
it's
body
preparing or? Yourself for a season?
No, that part, I think that part's easier as you get older because you understand what you need. You know, I think it's more about, you know, you played so much and you've got so much mileage on the legs and the wear and tear of just the snaps and the off season snaps and the training camp snaps and all that stuff. It just catches up with your body, obviously. But you know, in some ways, you know your experience can take over and really you can rely on that to help you a long ways too.
You guys have one fewer loss than you did a year ago, but I sense it's a completely different vibe in the locker room. It's not a huge change in the record, but it seems like a huge change in perception. Why do you feel it?
Well, I think everybody's probably excited that we're pointing in the right direction. You know, last year it just seemed like have a different vibe, like you said, that we weren't going that direction. The things were kind of negative and just the tone really with the whole season. And this year, you know, I think with the coaching change, bringing in Coach Zimmer has been very positive. You know, I think defensively on our side of the ball, we made some improvements. We didn't get to where we wanted to go, but we did make some drastic improvements. You know, and I think obviously when you have a young quarterback that plays well, you know, everybody in the organization gets excited because, you know, clearly you know that that's a key position to success in the NFL. So, yeah, there's a lot of positives. I mean, there's always positives and negatives from a season. You look back, I don't care what your you know, win-loss record is, but there seems to be more positive this year than there was last year. And obviously a lot of excitement moving forward. You know, you'd rather be playing right now. You know, there's no time like the present to be winning and continue to play, but it's just not a reality.